Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder's Story. I can't help but laugh because we had a phenomenal conversation a couple minutes before this interview. So we can dive into exactly why we are laughing, ponytails, names, Knight of the Roxbury, all these things that people are probably like, what the heck, that I don't even understand. But William and Chris Salvi, they have two shows. One is the CEO series. They also have Salvi Media Agency. I've watched your shows on Entrepreneur and other places as well. And I love the shows. We're going to do something a little bit different because there's the two of you. I'd like for you to kick it off by telling me a guest that you interviewed that shocked you, or maybe you're like, wow, this was really impactful for me.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a moment that has been like shocking. All the individuals that we've interviewed have been pretty kind to us and nice, which is easy when you have a camera pointed at them. But there's certainly been some CEOs that have really, like their words have hit home and kind of personally inspired me. We just did one recently with John Rawati. He's an agency owner here in Chicago, and he has a global agency. It's a really legitimate business. They have like Chipotle and Amazon Web Services as clients, and they work with a bunch of different sports teams. But yeah, so they're global. They have offices in like Singapore and London. And he was just talking about his like journey as an entrepreneur and the failure that he's experienced and the hardships. And, you know, Chris and I have been in business together now for 6-7 years, and it's a difficult road. It's truly a roller coaster. So when CEOs start to open up more about like the failures and the fears and the hardships versus just talking about the shiny thing in the corner, I always appreciate that. And he was very good at that.
I was inspired by Will hosting his show, the CEO series. And so I launched a show called the Founder CEO Podcast. And I had the opportunity to interview a number of people. One person, I'll just kind of had this moment where I felt very fortunate to be interviewing him. And now it's happened several times where I'm like, wow, these people are really impressive. But it happened when I was interviewing, I'm going to botch his name. He's an Irishman, like a true Irishman with a good Irish name. It's like Ocean Hanrahan. I think I'm close on that. But he was just like, he was so impressive. This dude started a business that was a platform that connected like home services, like carpenters and plumbers, to people who needed those services. And that platform here in America is called Angi. And his company is called Handy.com over in Ireland. They, Angi's List, bought Handy and then integrated their businesses. He became CEO of Angi, which is a public company. So he goes from being a founder CEO to being the CEO of a public company. And just talking to him and the knowledge he was spitting and the stories that he had, his business experience stories were really insightful. I was just like, wow, I'm so thankful I'm able to be talking to these super impressive people. Another guy named David Jones, he's raised $300 million, $4 billion valuation. He was the global CEO of a advertising company. Now he's a founder. Like, just like so cool. I'm thankful I get to talk to those people.
So let's go back to your stories. So what was it? And the fact that you work together in a family, I always find fascinating, right? I think many time guests either love it or hate it. And it seems like you both really enjoy it. But let's go back to your story. So what was the spark in your life where you said, you know what, I want to be an entrepreneur?
We've always wanted to be entrepreneurs. I think we still, obviously we still are, but we've always wanted to be business owners. And, you know, I think there's a lot of cool things attached to that where you can do what you want to do with regards to what business you want to run, and you control your own time and schedule. So you can, you know, control the way you want to work and create the culture that you want to create. So I think we've always been inclined to do that. I know Chris has his own answer, but that was my reasoning.
I think we're just hardwired that way. We do come, we come from a family of entrepreneurs. You know, that always has an impact, your environment. Yeah, it's who we are. We're shitty employees. We like to take risks. We can handle, you know, fear and failure and rejection fairly well. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we take receipts, but we don't let them overwhelm us or anything like that. Let it become like a negative energy. But we do, we play to win, and we think we're the best, and we think we're becoming the best. The spark was just like, hey, I was finishing a career in athletics. My brother was, you were working at Capitol Hill, and then you were doing, sales for a liquor distribution company. And we're like, hey, we always wanted to do this. You were 25. Shit. You were 25. I was 27, literally zero experience in marketing, media, content creation. But we thought it was interesting. We saw it was the future. We still think it's the future. Yeah, that's what sparked it. We wanted to tell stories. To distill it down into like what we wanted to do, it comes down to meeting people, connecting with them, and telling their stories. Hence my comment at the beginning of it's easier to be for us, it's easier to be the interviewer than the interviewee. But I think that's what I'd boil it down to, is that we wanted to do that type of work, tell stories and connect with people.
Well, I'm honored that you're here and telling your story. So I love that, right? There's so much to the story, hence founder's story, right? I feel like it's the most impactful thing sometimes isn't the lessons or the tangible things, it's the story to inspire you. So when it comes to why you built a media agency, and why do you see media creation and media distribution as the future?
I would say specifically about the future, and on the vein of founders, the future of the solopreneur, supplemented with artificial intelligence, content becoming more and more relevant, the younger generation being digital natives coming into the workforce, and then eventually they'll have the money. I mean, think about the people who control essentially budgets now. It's people who are not digital natives. The emphasis of digital connection and content is still, I wouldn't call it in its infancy, but I'd still say it's, you know, third or fourth inning. And the people that know how to make content, emphasize content, that have a lot of trust in the digital world are just now joining the workforce. And so I just find that inflection point in the economy super interesting. And then the future, we just believe the future is more content and a lot of small media agencies chipping away at bigger companies. And then bigger companies will make their play in combating solopreneurs for, you know, keeping their market share or keeping interest with their audiences.
So William, what would you suggest to somebody who is like, you know what, I want to build my own show. I want to be successful like Chris and William, or Christopher and William. I want to be like them. What do you suggest to them? Because as we know, it's not easy, right? It takes a lot of energy and effort to do all the interviews, and the amount of content that you create that I watch, it's got to be very energy intensive. You know, it requires so much. But what do you tell people if they want to create a show like yours?
To keep creating it. If you are dead set on creating a show, just keep creating it and keep having improvement in your brain, because it takes time. And, you know, you reached out to me for this show, and that took energy and effort for you to research potential guests, and you're reaching out to them. And how many people do you both know on this call, the three of us? How many people collectively do we know that has a podcast or wanted to start a podcast or started a little Instagram channel where they post food, and then 6 months later they bail on it because it didn't get the traction they wanted? You know, you have that initial burst of energy from friends and family, and they're all excited for you. But then afterwards, it's like they don't, you know, they're not your audience. Like, I don't care about food stuff, so I'm not going to follow it anymore. But I was excited for you at the beginning. So I would just say, like, your friends and your family aren't your audience. And so just keep creating, dive into it, and you'll eventually keep getting better at it if you are dead set on making a show. I just keep creating it. I think people get discouraged by, like, oh, I'm getting 5 likes on this video. We still get sometimes, like, low engagement on our videos, but we're getting better and better guests. You know, Fortune 500 companies, public company CEOs are our guests. Chris, you remember when we first were reaching out to people? Like, I would have never expected some of these people now are reaching out to us to be on our show. And that's like a real treat for us, is because now we just get to talk to more people that we really admire and we want to learn from, and we want to ask them interesting questions. So it takes time. Like, look at any show in the history of content. The first season of it was shit compared to what you're a fan of now. Most shows are bad when they first started. That's why when I watch Breaking Bad, I'm like, man, you got to get through the first season. It's like, you know, like, you gotta go through it and develop it and make it better, because it's just the early innings, and we still think it's the early innings. So I would just say, keep creating it. Don't be discouraged. Your friends and family are not your audience, so don't try to get them to be your audience. Your audience is who you're trying to get. They might be the worst people to choose. Like, I want, don't get me wrong, I want my parents and my brothers and my family and my friends, like, I want them to watch it, whatever, if they're interested. But that's not who I'm going for. I'm going for people who are interested in learning about business executives, human stories in the business world, learning about leadership, learning about these specific industries that we're talking to. Like, that's my audience, not my parents or my brothers or my friends. And so I think people get discouraged by it sometimes, and they shouldn't. So keep going. Just keep creating. I've learned that from my brother, Chris, because it's like, I've gotten discouraged by it myself. And you just got to keep creating, like, just keep making it better and dedicate time to it.
No, I love it. Is there somebody who you all, I know you've interviewed amazing people, right? Like you just mentioned one before. Is there somebody who you're like, wow, you know what? I really, really want to interview this specific person.
I would interview, Will and I debate this about who we would interview, because it sometimes comes down to maybe even an ethical question, like, should you platform someone that maybe you disagree with? I mean, I would interview the super interesting, his name is escaping me, it's kind of long too, SMB or whatever his acronym for his name is. But realistically, in the short term, like, let's say in 2025, I think I'd want to interview, like, founder and CEO who is on, like, the cusp of something, like, in medicine, and, like, solving some sort of big deal in medicine that's, like, truly impactful.
If the person from Whole Foods CEO is watching, please reach out. What is something that you get of value when you interview people, besides, you know, building a business with this, besides exposure? Is there some sort of intrinsic thing or something that you get of value, maybe advice that you've used in your businesses or inspiration you needed? Is there something else that you get? Because I find that sometimes, like, I get something out of these interviews and I don't even always know what it is or why I really enjoy it. But is there something that you get from doing these interviews?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're obviously all impressive people, so that's cool to just be talking to them. They all basically have, like, a very determined view of their life. Like, when they're in on something, they kind of push through good times, bad times, medium times, and they keep going for whatever that goal is. They all are like that. I haven't, and the ones, honestly, the ones who aren't, they might not be the CEO anymore. They're all very, like, driven, and they're smart. They're super open-minded too. I think CEOs sometimes get a bad rap of, you know, money hungry, boardroom, door closed, focused on the stock ticker, which is true for some. But I think for the most part, like, we've interviewed some high quality people, both as performers and people. And I just admire that, too. I think the people that we've talked to so far, I think, like, at least a third of like 75% of them seem like decent people. And it seems like the culture they've created within their company is a positive one for those who work there and those who work with them, which is ultimately, like, what I like about what we do, is because we're telling stories about people that we admire. And yeah, we want to talk about those people. These are influential individuals with thousands of employees. They have and they manage hundreds of millions of dollars, billions in a lot of cases. Like, they're not insignificant in the quote unquote world order within, like, their region, you know, within their communities. And so that's really cool. And I'm just interested in them, and just learning more about them is always, it's such a treat after we talk to them. It's such a treat to talk to them. And even off camera too, the little conversations we have, it's just the best. Afterwards, me and Chris always turn to each other and we're like, God, that was awesome. It's so great to do this. And we just continue to, and it's all different types of industries. We talked to public cannabis company that does $1 billion in revenue. We're talking to Thomas Reuters in a month and a half. And so now we're talking to a Canadian media multi-informational company. And then we're talking to, you know, Xerox, like a legacy product and printing company that's a public, you know, it's wide ranging. And it's just, it's awesome. I'm interested in this stuff. So I tickle myself a little bit when we get some of these guests.
Yeah, I can tell the passion, but I know we're rounding about time here. So why don't you start, Chris, with what is the name of your show? How can they watch? And then I'll hand it to you, Will.
I think it's like one of the best things to do. I mean, I think it's an element of the predisposition and environment that Will and I grew up in, of connecting with people and talking with people and, you know, working with our employees and clients and interviewing people. Like, this is all we got in this existence, is working with other people. I'm all about technology and that stuff, but interviewing people, it's awesome. And we want to be interviewing people that want to tell us the good stuff. Like, don't hold back. I'm using this as an opportunity. I want it out in the world for people to know, like, tell us stuff. Like, quit holding it in ways that are, like, clearly people are like, what, you know, especially the corporate people.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy. You simply pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get money in quick as 15 minutes. Plus, you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. It's the best way to get daily fantasy in most states, including California and Texas. I've been using Prize Picks to play daily fantasy. One of my favorite lineups was Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. It was awesome to see those hit. When my picks win, I can cash out in as little as 15 minutes. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code FOUNDERS, FOUNDERS, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code FOUNDERS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say bullshit. Sometimes it is, but it's like, be yourself. Don't get me wrong. If you're a public company, there's things you got to watch you say, but watch what you say. But tell your personal story. You know, be honest. Be vulnerable. That's humanity right there. We love it. We're going to keep doing it. I think the business model of it's tough, but we're figuring that out.
So make sure you shout out, what is the name of your show and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. The Founder CEO podcast. You can reach out to me, info@salvimedia.com. We're taking inquiries there to be on the show. It's distributed on Entrepreneur. I'm a contributor there. I love the founder story, like we're having now. For a couple of reasons. One, it's an inception, so it's like nothing built into something. And then the second part is just founders are a little different. So, you know, hearing what they think is always valuable because the spin on it is usually more innovative and maybe a little more risky, but sometimes that's where the true strides are made in whatever type of progress you're going for.
William, do you want to, what is the name of the show again? Where can they watch it? And then how can they get in touch with you?
CEO Series. YouTube, Instagram. It's just the CEO Series. You'll find us. It'll be there. And you can get in touch with us. Same thing, that info@salvimedia.com. If you have a CEO that you're looking to feature or you think we should feature, please reach out. We are also distributed on Entrepreneur, but we play on Cheddar, the financial channel, and it's on their linear channel. And then it also plays about 10 episodes of ours play on Reach TV, which is the network in airports, actually. It's like at airport gates, bars, basically the TV screens at airports. So about 10 episodes in about 90 airports. So it's actually like airing twice a day there. We're talking to them today, actually. So the CEO Series, though. YouTube has all of our content, though. So I would recommend everyone goes there, YouTube/, you know, the CEO Series.
Well, Christopher, William, I don't usually get to have two guests, but this has been great. I've been watching your show, so it's always, you know, an honor to have you on here. And thank you so much for joining us on Founder Story.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.